Good morning.
Tell me about this. You were raising money to restore this historic car, this one that was used for restocking fish in Wisconsin. And then what happens?
Well, as we were getting down to the end of the campaign, which did have a fixed deadline, the rains came in June, and like a lot of people, on June 9th, we started experiencing some rather serious flooding that inundated our whole property.
$3 million in damage, right?
That's our estimate at this time. We're still having to do some inspections. We have two bridges on our route, and we're still waiting to get a report on the extent of the damages there. But we're estimating about $3 million at this time.
But you reopened last week. I mean, the public can come to the museum.
Correct. And the grounds are open themselves and have been for a while. The flooding obviously has receded, and we've been able to clean up things so it's safe to come out, walk around, see the equipment that we've got. But for the first time this past Saturday, since June 8th, we've been able to offer train rides. That's the result of our members who volunteer their time cleaning up the equipment, making some mechanical repairs, and working on one of our small diesels, which is a switch engine that is now pulling the train. So we got underway this last Saturday and again on Sunday, and we're limiting the operations to Saturdays and Sundays only.
Now, what was that like? You were on this fundraising campaign, and fundraising campaigns are very labor intensive, and you can get very emotionally involved with them. Then, what was it like for you and your staff and your volunteers to have to recover from this flood?
With this flood hitting us in the summertime, it meant, it wiped out our train operations, gift shop sales, things like that that we rely on for our regular revenue. All of that was gone. Cost us in lost revenue about $3,000 a day not to be operating. So your whole effort, your whole focus just changes overnight. And we started in on just trying to recover from the flood damage, to begin to talk about what had happened, encourage donations to come in for the recovery effort. And we pretty much just decided that the Badger campaign was over. There wasn't any way we were going to be able to achieve it.
But my understanding is now you have raised the money
Right.
for the Badger car, the fish stocking car.
Right.
How financially are things going for the museum as a whole?
Well, overall, pretty good, all things considered. The campaign, as far as Mid-Continent folklore is going to be concerned, it'll be a miracle because outsiders really stepped in and helped us finish that off.
Don Meyer, thanks for being with us this morning, and good luck.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share our story.